Jason Manford.
Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
Good morning. It's the Jason Manford Show on Absolute Radio. Hope you're very well. Steve Edge is here.
Good morning.
Wow. You've got a sexy voice this morning.
Was it? No, it's not a lot of sleep, that voice. That's not.
Oh, that. Okay. Well, that can be sexy.
It could be. I think in this case, it was just the eldest with a bit of an high temperature for 2 days.
No, is he all right? Because he's not been well for a couple of days now, has he?
Yeah, about 3 days. He's a bit better today. But you know, the worst thing was his temperature was like, you know, when you sleep next to them and you just got your hand on their back all night just so you can check how hot they are. But he had sad eyebrows for 2 days.
What?
Sad eyebrows. His eyebrows were like inverted, like really sad. And I was like, you're right, mate. And he was like, yeah, a bit better. And his eyebrows wouldn't move at this sad position. And now they've gone back to normal. So it's better than any thermometer, really. Just that you get like a protractor out and you just check the angle of the eyebrows and you know he's better.
Sad eyebrows.
Really sad. You know, like sort of pained and not well. But he's a lot better today. He's not stopped talking.
Well,
doing my head in.
Oh, I know. My daughter was sick at school.
Oh.
Because you know that thing where you've got to keep them off for 48 hours?
Yeah, sometimes it's 24. I think it's 24, Danny, but yeah, 48-hour rule, isn't it?
48 hours up here, well, at our school anyway. So,
since the last incident, is that what it is?
Yeah, but you know when you sort of go, you judge it yourself, don't you, as a parent? You sort of go, and also you've got work and other stuff on, so you go.
I know what you mean.
It'll be all right, But she threw up at school, so there was no, that was it.
There was no calling that, yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's 48 hours later, she went back in. But I'm glad he's feeling better anyway.
Yeah, he's better today.
So you've not had any sleep either then?
No, not great. And the little one's got a bit of double snot coming out now as well. It's this time of year, isn't it? It's all bugs and, you know.
I can't deal with snot. Me and my wife have got an agreement.
What's the deal? What's the agreement?
She doesn't do vomit, I don't do snot.
Oh, that's good. Good to have a system, isn't it?
I think you've got to have a system in place. You've also got to have limits. You've got to have limits and rules.
So you do the vomit?
Yeah, I don't mind doing that.
I think
that.
You've got out easy there in a way. I know you're saying it's worse, but vomit's few and far between, whereas a snotty nose, that's 20 or 30 wipes a day.
Well, yeah, not at my kid's age, obviously, but I know what you mean from a baby it is. But don't forget, you've got to include the cats in that.
Oh, well, if you included my cat, I mean, you'd be every morning.
So I mean, cat rarely has a snotty nose, but it does just go, yeah. Well, I'm just going to get rid of this, whatever's in my stomach.
Yeah, there you go. I've had that too quick. But you've had it, you're 10 years old and you keep eating it too quick. I don't know. I just don't learn. Right, I'll give you a little bit. All right, there, just have the little bit, yeah. Oh, why are you eating the other cats? I pushed him out of the way, I'm eating his now. Oh, I'm going to be sick again.
Yeah.
Just never learn.
That's pretty much ours too as well, to be fair. So you've got to have a system. Every household has got a system of like what jobs you find acceptable to do. You know, it's like that bit in the stand-up that I do about the bins sort of being a bloke's job, even now in this day and age.
Yeah.
That is sort of our job, like we're in charge of bins. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's just the way it is. Everything else seems to be everyone can do whatever you want, you know what I mean? But bins, I don't know, I still feel like that's the bloke's job.
Well, you put them out late, don't you? So you could go out there and there could be like a war going on or somebody throwing a bow and arrow.
Yeah, like muggers.
You know what I mean? You feel like it's...
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to put them in that position late at night. But yeah, I'll do the bit. And they're heavy and they're a bit smelly.
And
you
know they stink,
I mean?
Yeah.
It seems like a bloke's job.
And also, you can't really mess it up. I think that's why it's been given to us.
Yeah, you just got to... It's on wheels. Yeah,
yeah, it's the
if
most
it wasn't on wheels, when it wasn't
jobs.
On wheels, I bet more women did it like you'll just drop the bin again or put hot ashes in it again like you're not meant to.
No hot ashes. That was a real problem back in the day, wasn't it?
Oh, scalding bin men's backs. Yeah.
Oh, nightmare. But there's certain things in even now that I think... You know, men and women still do the same. Do you sleep nearest the door?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, you see, again, I think that's like a natural thing where, like back in the day, that was the cave, wasn't it? You know what I mean? We'd go, well, I'm going to sleep nearest the cave.
Also, but it's also near the ensuite as well. So if anybody did run in, I could run in the ensuite and shut the door.
Well, also, we've actually got a balcony door, which is, if anything...
Quick escape.
If anything, they're going to come through there more than
oh, yeah, they are. They're going to climb up in there. Yeah, yeah, good point. Yeah.
So, covering me back.
Yeah. It's all right. It's fine, isn't it?
He's less likely to batter you.
Yeah, exactly. I think you're a threat, weren't you?
You've got your yearly meal coming up, haven't you, Steve?
Yes. It's a bunch of, varying degrees of success, gentlemen actors. I think there's five of us.
All right.
And we go to Rules Restaurant in Covent Garden. It's the oldest restaurant in London.
Which I've still never been to.
Oh, it's lovely rolls. But we just go, it's very, they do a good Christmas as well, they really, because it's old, and, but they, you know.
How did it start? How did this tradition start?
I don't know how it started, actually. I think it started before me. I think they've always done it. And then about 7 years ago, when my mate Harry Peacock got married, I met them all, and then we were like, oh, you should come to it. Because it's very much a closed club. No one's been allowed in or out since.
Noted.
No, but that's not my. This is not my rule.
You got accepted.
I know, but I the first couple of years it was a bit frosty. I'll tell you. but now I'm very much.
You're part of it.
You know, I'm very much part of it. Yeah.
Is this the restaurant you go to where there's also another bloke called Steve Edge who goes there?
Yeah, the artist Steve Edge goes there. And he's got a table. I think he might have designed the menu or something. He's a graphic designer, and there's a table with a picture of him on saying the Steve Edge table. And sometimes, if I book it, we always get that table. And then they go, oh, God. And they're a bit confused when they see me sat there. And I go, that's right.
A different one.
He was in there once when we were in there.
Did you
really
see him? Does he look like you?
No, he doesn't look like me.
That would be weird. I don't know why that would be weird.
Who are you? Like I said, that Spider-Man meme. But with some stilts and some port. Yeah, what's going on?
Well, that'll be nice then.
So that's Sunday, and then the wife's gone and booked. She goes for a meal with her mates. She's gone and booked Rules on a Saturday. She don't go to Rules. She goes other places.
You what? So she's stolen your tradition.
And they're doing the evening meal, whereas we go for lunch. So it's all up in the air. I mean, you know, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to think.
But there's no crossover. They're not going to be like there when you're there.
No, but I feel like because they're not actually. No, okay. That's a good point. Yeah,
because that'd be. That would be frustrating, isn't it, if you'd gone out for your thing with your mates. And
I also feel like, because they're first, like if I'd have gone first, I feel like if it had been the other way around and they'd gone in the day after, they would have gone, oh, the gentleman who was here yesterday left a bottle of champagne for the table. Whereas, because they're going first, I don't have to do that.
No, but they definitely will not be doing that for you.
They won't be doing that. No. Not a Rules prices.
No, I bet. Is it pretty expensive, yeah?
It's not super expensive, but it's a bit expensive, yeah. But it's very sort of small, you know, it's very old. There's game and stuff like that. It's very old fashioned.
Oh, is it old English food?
Yes, yeah, it is. Okay. Yeah.
All right, well, maybe one day I'll get a little Christmas invite. Probably more likely get invited to your wife's night out, to be honest.
Yeah, well, we could just go without them, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Feels like I'd better do that. You know what I mean? Like an appeasement rather than.
No, I'll go anytime. I love it. But, you know, that one specifically, it's, you know, I don't know where you get it. It's harder to get in. I imagine this. It's like the Masons or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what
it's
called.
I'll just book it under Steve Edge so you can get a table.
Oh, you'll be on that table. I know where you'll be.
Well, I actually went out last night, Steve. Not full on Mickey Flanagan.
Where were you? Manchester or London? You were
basically, it was our press night for the Panto.
Yes.
And usually there's like a little bit of a party the producers put a thing on, but I think because they're such short runs, they don't really bother. So I just thought, I'll book one anyway. So I booked the little room. It's a little nice room over at the Ivy Manchester. Talking of posh restaurants. We're posh restaurants all over the place.
Where is the Ivy Manchester? I've never been to the Ivy
Spinning Fields.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, there's some. I don't really come into Manchester that much, but there's some nice places. I'll tell you what I do. If you're sort of my age and you want a nice night out in Manchester without the rabble, right? There's loads of nice places, right? And I don't want to give them away because I don't want to...
I
mean, but the Ivy's lovely.
What's the one that does the Kobe steak? What was that one called? Grill on the Alley.
That's gone. Grill on the Alley. I think it's gone now, yeah. Unless it's still knocking about, but I think that's gone. 20 stories is nice for a cocktail and a view, but This is Spinning Fields. Lots of young people come in and you sometimes have to queue for the toilet just because people are in there doing selfies. Because the toilets are so nice. Same at the Ivy as well, to be fair. The Ivy's got lovely.
That's exhausting. I ain't got time for that.
Ivy Asia, that's very nice. So that is really nice. And I'll tell you where else is good, but it's hammered, it's a place called Albert Schloss, that's good.
Right.
And there's another place called Blues Kitchen, which is like live music and a bit of food as well.
Oh, that sounds nice.
That's good. That's a nice... Like, you can have a little dance and that, and then... But there's seats. I'm very up for seats.
Oh, I like a seat.
I like a seat, if I'm honest. So I think that's very careful. I'm very careful on what I pick. Lucky Cat is nice. That's the new Gordon Ramsay restaurant in Manchester. Went there the other week as well. These are one-off places, by the way. These are not... They're not Pret. I mean, these are like special occasions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what
I mean. Blues Kitchen isn't. You could go there. That's nice. I go there. And Bar 186. That's cool. That's live music and cocktails and very classy. And it's one of them where it's like a secret. What do they call them?
Speakeasy.
Knock on the door. Yeah,
it's speakeasy, isn't it?
It's a barbershop. And then when you go in, the guy goes, "You here for the club?" And you go, "Yeah, yeah." And then you walk through the barbershop. Yeah, well, lots of people are.
What are you talking about?
There's like, there'll be like three blokes having a haircut and you walk past them and then they open this mirrored door and then you walk in, there's a full
It's a side subject, but I was walking down the street the other day and a bloke was having his beard like trimmed, really sculpted, and he was lay back in the chair and the bloke was in his beard. But over yonder, somebody was using like an angle grinder to cut a wall down. So the two sounds married and I was laughing for about 10 minutes. Just this guy laying back with having his beard and then from the other, I don't know why it made me laugh so much. Yeah. I was on my own. But
yeah,
anyway,
but it's incongruous, isn't it? Yeah, because he must have been lying there thinking, "What the heck?
What's he laughing at in the window?" Absolutely destroyed.
But yeah, we had our press night.
Yeah.
All good. 5 stars across the board. You can't really mess Panto up, I think. So I'm not taking it as like we're going to win an Olivier.
No. Imagine if you did, though.
Imagine out of nowhere. Just like everyone sat there. McKellen. Yeah. David Tennant all sat there, and I'm just there, just with the two fellas who were inside the cow.
Yeah, for Uncle Vanyan, and for Jack and the Beanstalk. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Just in that little square where there are four of us are all sat there waiting. It's just me and the cow.
And everyone's,
the dame.
You're dressed up as your full panto costume, and they're all in tuxes. That'd be great.
That would be good. About time we went for that. But no, it went very well. So if you're in Manchester, do come and see the panto. We had a night. But then we went out there, and it was funny because we're with the ensemble, who were all like, 20, aren't they? 20, 21, 22, whatever.
Yeah.
And we got to a point where it was like 1 o'clock and I was like, I could feel my eyes going.
Yeah.
And I put on a bit of food and a bit. Everyone was fed. Everyone was watered with fire. I thought, right, I'm going. They were like, let's go out. Because obviously they're like new in Manchester as well. They're like, we're going to go to the gay village. We're going to go Northern Quarter. We're going to. And I was like, what? They were like, are you coming out? I was like, I've been out. This is out.
That's the end of out.
Out as finished. I'm going in. But they were very much going as routine goes. They were going out. But not for Jace. Not for Jace. No. Jason
Manford.
Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
I was having a little munch there, Steve.
What are you having?
Well, a little bit of a throw forward for next week. When we do our Christmas special.
Yeah, some of the stuff's arrived already, yeah.
Yeah, I've had some stuff arrive. These ones, you know those Choco Leibniz biscuits?
Yeah.
You know, where the ones chocolate sort of spills over the side?
Yes, yeah, another ones, yeah.
You know the ones? Well, Bailey's got involved.
Have they?
Yes, mate.
I like when companies sort of do a little crossover together.
I wonder who rings who?
Hello, Bailey speaking. Yeah, who rings who?
Yeah, it's Choco Leibniz.
Hello, it's
is that Tom. Bailey's?
It's Tom from Bailey's. Are they Irish? It's an Irish cream.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, it's Choco Leibniz here. We're thinking about fusing the two brands together, yeah?
What?
Fusing the two brands, Choco Leibniz and Bailey's,
it's
no?
It's really terrible, Lane. I don't know what you're going on about. Some kind of German biscuit guy. He's not in Frank's. Not in today. Is Frank in today? He does the. I don't know what's going on here. What's happening?
What
do you want, mate? That's what's happened. And then just send an email and to the right department, and then it's better than the guy who answers the phone.
They're nice, though, I will say. They're well nice.
So they're Bailey's flavoured chocolate.
Bailey's flavoured chocolate, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I love those biscuits anyway. Best of time. And they only put 9 in a packet, so you don't feel like an absolute gannet when you smash it with a cup of tea.
Well, still 9. It's quite bad. I've only had nine biscuits with my cup of tea.
No, I won't smash nine.
I mean, I'd say three or four would be smashing it, but like nine.
No, but you know, in a packet of biscuits, you know,
I know you as well. You only have half a cup of tea.
I know, because it goes cold after all my dipping.
It's because you're too busy eating the biscuits instead of drinking the tea.
I only really drink tea for the biscuit dipping, if I'm honest.
No, well, that's
I rarely
enough.
Just have a brew, if I'm honest. It's not fair. I mean, I don't mind it, but nothing like having a cup of tea. I've got stuck into the. I think we talked about it a few months ago, didn't we? About the tea flavoured with biscuits already in it.
Oh no!
Have you had that yet?
No, I don't know. I don't like the sound of that. You know, I like the flavour of tea. So
yeah, but this is like. It is the flavour of tea, but it's the flavour of tea. It's the flavour of tea that's had a couple
sugar
of biscuits already dunked. Oh, no, it's okay. Actually not. There's no more calories in it. I don't know how they've done it.
No, magic.
But they're basically magic, yeah. They've just engineered it so the tea tastes like someone's already dipped three or four biscuits in it.
I think I'd want the joy of the biscuit. You know what I mean?
But that is the joy, Steve. You can also then...
Would it not overpower it now? Have you not tipped the balance and it's just all biscuit tea now?
No, it's just, no. I think it's like joy, isn't it? You can't have too much joy. So it's like once you can't tip the balance into too much good.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't know.
Once it's become good, it just stays good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think there is a phrase, you can have too much of a good thing. I think
you
can have too much joy.
I don't think they meant biscuits when they said that.
No, maybe they didn't.
I think they meant like cigarettes, alcohol, sex, gambling, like all those things that release endorphins.
But not biscuits.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I've had a time in my life where I've definitely had too many biscuits.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's what they meant when it comes to this cup of tea. I wouldn't just get rid of it before you tried it. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
Hey, so last week we were talking about Christmas traditions, weren't we?
Yes.
Other peoples
and different countries, yeah.
Yeah. And we obviously talked about my friend's Christmas pineapple, didn't we, and all that.
Oh, the Christmas pineapple, yeah.
Still makes me laugh. So I've looked at some other people sent some messages off the back of it. Kate Temple says, we always used to have a tin of biscuits pre-breakfast while opening our presents when I was a kid. And my very healthy living mother-in-law was horrified when I reintroduced this tradition into our Christmas day. I think you can eat what you want. That's what Jesus would want.
Like a really sort of healthy living posh mother-in-law. What an old box of biscuits.
Like, before breakfast.
A whole box. Oh, you're sure you're doing the right thing, Paul. She's a lovely lass, but I'm not sure.
I saw her smash a box of biscuits before breakfast. Helen Brown says she has a pork pie for Christmas Day breakfast.
Hey, I'm all right with that.
You're all right with that. You had it at your wedding.
I'm a savoury guy, that's it.
Your wedding cake, you had pork pie.
Yeah, I did. Amazing. Three pork pies.
I was actually telling someone that the other day who was savoury and getting married, and I recommended that.
Mm. One pork pie, one wheel of cheese, one pork pie, one wheel of cheese. That's what it went. I think the bottom one was a Cornish yarg.
Genius. Best wedding I've ever been to. Debbie says, I went to Australia in 2002 for the Ashes at Christmas, so my mum and dad wanted to go for Christmas dinner with me. It started to be a tradition that we would always go for Christmas dinner in December before the big day. Been doing that for 20 years now, even though that's I've lost my parents. So that's a little thing that keeps them alive.
One.
That's nice,
that's
isn't it?
That's a nice one, yeah.
A little memory of him. Lovely. And then we looked around the world a bit, didn't we? We'll look at the different traditions that other countries have. Guatemala, Steve, in Guatemala, cleanliness really is next to godliness. Locals believe that the devil and other evil spirits live in the dark, dirty corners of your home. Therefore, they spend the week before Christmas sweeping up, collecting rubbish, and then piling everything in a huge heap outside. Finally, an effigy of the devil is placed on top, and the whole thing is set on fire. It's called La Quema del Diablo.
Oh, that's
good. The burning of the devil. The idea for Guatemalans is to burn all the bad from the previous year and start a new year from the ashes.
I like that. I think that's not a bad idea.
That's a great idea. It's better than getting a skip, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot better. And everyone's no neighbours aren't going to complain that you started burning rubbish in your garden because they're all doing it.
And also if you start here, you can be like, Jason, don't do a bonfire on a... I'm getting rid of the devil, mate. So unless you want the devil...
You're more than welcome to have him in your house, but I do not want him in mine. Thank you very much.
Right, put it on the WhatsApp lighters. Group.
It was on the WhatsApp group, Sandra. This has been arranged for weeks.
Okay. I'm trying to get rid of the devil. And in, where else? What have we got? Germans, of course, they go for Christmas in a big way, don't they?
Yeah.
On the evening of 5th of December. Oh, this, do you know, this came up the other day, funnily enough. On the evening of 5th of December, children leave a boot or shoe outside their bedroom door. In the morning, if they've been good, they will wake to find the shoes filled with sweets. If they haven't, they'll find only a branch. Obviously, it's best to leave out the newest pair of shoes you own, preferably fresh out of the box.
Do they take the shoes, or do they just leave?
No, no, they fill them. No, they just fill them with
sweets. Why have you got fresh shoes then?
Just, well, I guess you're not going to eat sweets out of a sweaty pair of
shoe. Yeah, I get you. Right, yeah.
Trying to pull a bonbon out and go, oh, don't feel.
But if
so.
You had, like, if you had, like, if you'd been good all week, but you put rubbish trainers outside, they go, no, have a stick. I'm not
maybe
touching
that,
them.
Probably, yeah. But this came up the other day because a primary school did it. I can't remember which friend was telling me, but she was saying her kids had put all their shoes out and obviously just didn't. She'd not bought any sweets because she was like, oh, this is the German tradition. This is not ours.
No.
They all woke up in the morning. There was a pound and. In every shoe.
Yeah.
That's all she could do.
Not even a euro.
Not even a euro. But some nice traditions there. Keep them coming in if you want to email me, jason@absoluteradio.co.uk.
Questions for Steve.
We've got this first one from Mark Garner, who says, hey guys, love the show. Your podcast has brightened up many a journey to work and household chore over the last couple of years since I first listened.
Oh, that's nice.
Nice, isn't it? As it's Christmas now, I thought I'd get in touch to see what you think about this. A few years ago, me and my little girl Heidi, aged 10, Summer, aged 8, and Felicity, aged 4, started a family Christmas tradition of recording a Christmas song on some basic home recording software. When I heard your assembly banger last year, I thought, no offence. I mean, anyone who starts with no offence means offence.
There's going to be offence.
If Jason Manford can make it onto the radio with this, then surely we can make it onto the radio with ours.
Well, yeah.
I would say Heidi, Summer, Flissy, offence taken. by your dad. But no, you're right, to be fair. So here's our song from last year with vocals from Flissy, newly added to last few weeks. Should we give it a quick blast?
Let's have a little cheeky review.
Let's have a listen. Catchy.
It's Christmas, eh?
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Like this,
oh.
That must be Dad.
That must be Mark, yeah.
I like the tradition. It's a great idea, isn't it? Do a song every year.
I like it too. I can't help feeling Mark has taken over a bit too much in that for me.
Yeah,
I would have liked to have heard a bit more from Flissy.
It's very much part of the Christmas song, isn't it? To have the kids singing a chorus, you know what I mean? That happens
yeah,
a lot
yeah,
of them,
I guess
doesn't
so.
I wish it could be Christmas every day and all that.
Where was Heidi and Summer? A bit of Heidi and Summer in there as well.
Yeah, maybe they've
more Heidi and Summer as well. More Flissy. you reckon they've done a verse each?
Yeah, maybe they did the bridge or something.
And I like the verse. This is just my. You know, I'm not being hypercritical. I'm just sort of saying I like it. I think it's got legs.
Yeah.
I think the chorus, I think, could do with more. I like Merry Christmas said over and over again, but maybe.
I like that. It drives along.
Yeah, but you don't have to be Bob Dylan about it, but you could mix it up a bit, maybe.
I feel it was more like sort of, if it's more Phil Spector a little bit, sort of, you know, that sort of feel to it.
Yeah, it did have a Phil Spector feel. Yeah. Did have a Phil Spector feel to it. Well, do you know what, guys? I've finished something in that. So you've had your first play on the radio there. Congratulations. It is literally that easy. Apparently so.
Yeah.
Jason Manford on Absolute Radio.
Merry Christmas. We've got that, haven't we? A little bit of Flissy there.
Wow.
Very good. We got another email as well, Steve. This is from Sammy Patel, and it says, Jason and Steve, you joked a few weeks back that no one listens to your show from start to finish.
Did we? Oh.
I think so. I think we mentioned that our, because our listening, the boss basically said, look, your listening hours have gone up to something like 45 minutes. People are now listening for longer.
Oh, that's good.
And which is lovely. But obviously in our heads, when we do the show, we just think we're talking to the same people for 3 hours.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
And then you realise, oh, maybe that's not the case. But Sammy messages and says, I thought I'd let you know that I have listened to every episode of it ever at least 4 times each.
Is he, did the podcast or listen to it live?
Yeah, no, the podcast.
Oh, wow.
They make me laugh so much, they said. Thanks, Sammy.
That's very nice.
Spotify Wrapped came through today for the whole year. what do you think that is, Steve, for a full year?
I don't know how it works, Spotify Wrapped. So it tells you how many minutes. Does it say how many minutes?
It tells you how many minutes, yeah.
Thousands, isn't it?
34,000 minutes listening to us this year. They've also attached a screenshot as proof, just so we know. Hope that doesn't sound obsessive. I mean, it does, but that's all right.
It does a little bit, yeah.
Sammy also says, I'm 18 years old, so not even in your usual demographic.
No,
again, when I'm thinking about
3,
who's 2, listening.
1 and Rubik's Cubes, he's got no idea what we're talking about.
Or she, I don't know if it's a she either, to be fair.
Oh, no, we don't. Yeah,
Doesn't say. But that is, I just worked out a quick fag paper maths there, Steve. That is 23 days. 34,000 minutes, yeah?
Yeah.
So if I divide that by 60.
Yeah.
So we've got hours. That, yeah. 566 hours into 24. Right. Yeah, 20. It's nearly a month.
Oh, I don't think I could listen to myself for a month.
I don't.
You know.
I feel like we've not done that many shows.
No. And I'll be honest, even when we're recording this, sometimes I switch off and I'm not really listening to you.
Oh, I'm zoning out left, right, and centre, mate.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, what? So, I don't know. But well done,
Once you start on a story that I sort of know, I think, well, I don't need to be here for this.
No, you're smashing through 7 biscuits. I can hear you crunching away there. I'll get through half of these while he's banging on about his kids.
Well, look, Sammy, we really appreciate your absolute dedication. It's, thanks so much. Very, what an honour. Yeah. Thanks so much. And as Sammy points out there, you can pick us up on the Spotify's and the podcasts and all that. The podcast comes just us, no music or adverts. So whether that works for you or not, I don't know. But it works for Sammy, thank goodness. Jason.
Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
I tell you what they've done, Steve, is they've done a Yuletide Top 10. It's the public have voted for the best new Christmas gags.
All right.
From 2023. What are you doing?
So my little one's just walked in the room. Well, crawled
in the room. Hello.
Say hello. That's a bit heavy breathing. That's a bit weird. But...
Hi, Hugs.
Say hello, Hugs. Yeah. Well, there he goes. He's gone.
Hello.
It's like the audio version of that news. You remember that bloke when his kids ran in the background?
Yeah. That was still one of the best things ever.
Yeah, still was.
Best, that, wasn't it? So funny. All right, bye. Cute. Best top 10 jokes from this year.
Go on. All right, okay.
Obviously inspired by 2023.
Right.
So let's see what you think. I'll count down from 10. 10. How does Margot Robbie decorate her nativity scene?
Oh, I don't know.
With 3 wise Ken.
Good. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. We'll work. More
of a pun than a joke, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I think you've just got to fuse them all together at Christmas.
Yeah. Okay.
Why are the train drivers on the naughty list this year?
I don't know.
They've already had 3 strikes. What did Oppenheimer get Barbie for Christmas?
I don't know.
Atomic Kennergy.
Oh, okay, yeah, Ken, yeah, Ken again.
A lot of
I mean, that's Ken
good
puns.
That they've mixed the two stories together.
They sort of came out the same week, didn't they? Like those Ken two pun, films, yeah, yeah,
yeah, the same night. Yeah, people were like doubling up the film, weren't they? Got to see them both.
Very different, crazy. I imagine.
Very different, very different. Oh, this might be up your street, Steve. What's the difference between the Polar Express and HS2?
Something doing being fictional or something, is it?
There you go, you're nearly there, yeah. One's a fantasy about a train. The other one's a film with Tom Hanks.
Yeah. The Polar Express.
Yeah. Polar Express, you got that one. Let's get this next one out. What happened to Mark Zuckerberg's novelty jumper when he had a cage fight with Elon Musk?
Wow, there's a lot to try and take in there, isn't there?
It's a lot. Can you imagine them two nerds fighting? Unbelievable. Yeah.
You got a face up, right? Facebook write up. I don't know.
Facebook write up. X marks the spot. Anything like that? I know. Yeah. He was left with nothing but Threads.
Okay. Is he the Threads guy?
Because that's
he?
The new that, messenger, yeah. Innit?
Yeah.
What's that?
But is that Zuckerberg?
Because Zuckerberg owns Facebook, which owns Instagram, innit? Yeah, but Instagram's owned by Facebook.
Oh, well, there you go. Oh, it makes sense then, now. It's very, I mean. A lot to
you've really got to know your social media owners for that one to work for you, yeah. What about this one? What impact will the 20-mile-an-hour speed limit in Wales have on the charts this year?
I don't know.
Chris Rea will still be driving home for Christmas at Easter.
Is he going via Wales? I mean, if he's going via Wales, he's not in a rush anyway. Is he? He's going to Middlesbrough.
Yeah, so also I can't help feeling that they've got a slight bias, these jokes, if I'm honest.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know, not drain drivers on the naughty list. Like I feel like I can guess which newspaper this has come from, is what I'm trying to say. There isn't a 20-mile-an-hour speed limit in Wales either. It's not a blanket speed limit, is it?
No, safety thing. Yeah, 20 is plenty. It's just a helpful thing.
It's like... Just so people don't die, Steve, on the roads.
What actor does every Northern Irish person shout at the end of a meal?
Go on.
Bill Nye!
Wow. Have you made that one up?
There you go. No, it's an old Northern Irish joke.
Oh, it's good, that one. Bill Nye.
Yeah.
I can't like that one. That's better than any of the ones on here.
I just thought it was a cracker joke.
I love a cracker joke.
I thought they were going to be more Christmas based. They're just, you know, they're Barbie,
sort of,
you know,
biggest news stories and cultural highlights of the year, I suppose. Because Christmas is every year, isn't it? So they've tried to make them topical, aren't they? Why aren't any schools allowed to put on a nativity this year?
I don't know why.
They couldn't find a stable building.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
That's quite good, actually.
Concrete thing,
yeah. Why isn't Barbie having turkey for Christmas chicken? Oh, I just nearly ruined it.
Because you like chicken?
Chicken, yeah. Totally ruined that, didn't I?
Kentucky Fried Chicken. Is that what she's having?
Chicken. She said chicken is enough, she's put. Chicken is enough. Why is Elon Musk's Christmas dinner so awkward?
Because he's, I don't know.
He can't stop talking about his ex.
Okay, yeah.
And did you hear about the Christmas cake on display in the British Museum?
No, what happened?
It was stolen. That's actually pretty good as well.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Some good ones there, to be fair. Not too bad. I can hear some dads writing them down.
Yeah, I think the Bill Nye one's the one that you're going
to... Oh, no, you've won that.
Definitely going to.
You've won that. It's not fair. It wasn't a fair fight, that, Steve, to be fair. But we're feeling Christmassy, feeling very Christmassy. Yeah, I'm looking forward to next week's episode, our Christmas special.
Have you got some stuff? I've had some stuff arrived.
Have you? What have you had?
I feel like I had four bags of crisps that arrived on special delivery in a sort of. No, I just thought it was a bit. The postman was there going, special delivery. And I was like, oh, what's this?
I think you need to sign for it.
And it was four. Yeah, I did have to sign for it. And it was four bags of normal size crisps. That because they'd been through the postal system, were now basically just flat dust. So I'll be interested. So when we do eat those next week, I think it's like the Walker's Christmas pudding one. But I'll be mainly, you know, trying to reconstruct them before we eat them.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to that. If you see anything in the meantime between this week and next week's show that you think we should try, please email us, jason@absoluteradio.co.uk. Anything, any Christmas version of anything, like me Bailey's Choco Leibniz.
Choco Leibniz, crisps,
anything like that, let us know.
Music matters.
Christmas is a coming. Holidays are coming. Have you sorted out Christmas lists and presents and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, but the lists, my son's working on his list at the minute, but he's very sort of, he's very specific. Like at one point he said he wanted a skunk. And I went, oh, well, like a toy skunk. And he went, yeah, a skunk. And I was like, I'm not getting you a skunk.
Like an actual
I mean, Santa's not getting you a skunk. I just explained, that the elves, they don't really make living animals, and then, he's got to transport it in the bag, and the skunk will get freaked out, and it'll spray Santa, and then Santa's blinded. That's Christmas ruined,
Yeah, well, there is that. And also, everyone will be opening their presents on Christmas morning going,
God, what's that smell?
Stinks, what's this?
Santa, man, what you doing? So, I don't know, probably more Lego. We finished the Titanic, so we're ready for more Lego.
Oh, I'll tell you what, I found, have you had that app yet, Brickit?
No.
Oh, I'm about to change yours and every parent listening's life, Steve.
I think I might. Hang on. Tell me, is this the one when you pay a subscription? Yes. They send it, you build it, then you send it back. Is that one?
No. It's even better than that, Steve.
Oh, what's this?
Strap yourself in.
I'm strapped in. I'm going, where's the strap?
This app, right? I discovered it last week. What you do is, when you build something, and then kids now, they've not got any imagination to just like rebuild stuff. So, what you do is you spread all your Lego bricks on the floor.
Yeah.
And then you take a picture of it.
What it tells you?
It tells you what you can build with what you've got.
Oh, this sounds brilliant.
And it does full instructions of it.
How does this work?
Mate, it blew me mind. It's the first app that I've downloaded. It let me try it for free for a week, and I did not cancel that subscription.
No, that is good. That's fence. All right, I'm going to have to get this. Brickit.
Mate, that is, I feel like I've rescued a lot of people's Sundays.
Yeah.
With that piece of information. But yeah, it's fantastic. So you lie them all flat, and it's pretty accurate. Like, you lie them all flat, you do a few sort of scans, different angles and stuff, and then it just works them all out, and then it gives you a list of, like, from really simple to quite complicated things that you can build. Yeah.
Okay. And, we've all got a big bag of Lego somewhere, haven't we? So, I'm going to.
Mate, I tell you. And you can do a free trial as well, like I did, and then either forget or deliberately renew it. But yeah, that'll change your life.
Hit me with your best
Christmas.
Back.
Christmas.
Fire away.
We both did it.
I've just
added Christmas.
Love it.
Hit me with your Christmas facts.
That's
just added
a
little bit in it.
Should have just re-recorded it. And we've only got two mugs left. So this week and next week, and then
collectors items. These ones, aren't they?
This is it. We'll have to work out a new prize for January. I don't know what we're thinking. Again, any thoughts? Do send us an email. Let us know what you think.
Amazon vouchers or something. I don't know. To the value Lego. Of the cup. So what's that, like £3?
Yeah, old Lego, maybe.
£3 Amazon. Old Lego. Yeah, just a random selection, a handful of Lego.
Handful of Lego.
Yeah, you just get a freezer bag, just get a handful of Lego, throw it in the bag, and that's your prize.
So. I like a Christmas fact. There's some good ones, actually. What about this one? Jill Ambler starts us off. Brussels sprouts contain cyanide, just in case you need another reason to avoid them. Cyanide.
Well, I mean, people should be using that more. No, thank you. They've got cyanide in them. But it's good to know. I mean, it's a good. You can really use that now. That is a fact.
Yeah. Any kids listening?
I think a lot of people who moan about the sprouts are just moaning about sprouts because they feel like they have to. You know what I mean?
Well, I've come round a little bit to the sprout.
I like a sprout. I've always liked a sprout.
I feel as if
they used to be horrendous in like the early 70s, but apparently we've got a different variety now that's sweeter, and we have had for 20 odd years, but people are still going, I don't like sprouts.
I also maybe think it might have been the way our mums cooked them, Steve.
There is that. But I think you described them once as like a tiny, like cabbage with all the potency.
Yeah, they're like a concentrated cabbage.
Yeah, so that's not a definition that anyone's going to go, ooh, that sounds nice.
No.
No one's going to go
No,
for
exactly.
That.
No, but I do think my mum might have boiled all the taste out of them.
Well, all the cyanide actually, out of them. Maybe she had to boil the cyanide out.
She's trying to save my life, that woman.
That water that went into the gravy, if you'd have had more than your fair share of gravy, you'd be dead now.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Good fact, though. Good fact to slip in at Christmas as well. So, and that's a strong one to start off with.
Yeah, it is very good.
All right, what about Hector Wells, who has also got a Brussels sprouts fact? The devil food, commonly known as Brussels sprouts.
Not a fan.
He's not a fan. Actually called Brussels sprout.
Oh, we're saying it wrong. Is it Brussels?
So we say Brussels sprouts,
like,
but they're actually
pastilles?
Called...
Is it Brussels sprout?
Yeah, Brussels sprout. And supplied enough power to light up a Christmas tree on London South Bank in 2013.
Mm. Wow.
Brussels sprouts. So is that because they're from...
They're from Brussels, aren't they?
Well,
I mean, I don't know any sprouts from anywhere else. That's the thing. No, I know, like, I've never had a Wigan sprout or a, you know, Hamburg sprout. So I don't, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, the Brussels sprout, yeah.
I've never checked where they were grown. I think we grow them over here, don't we? I mean, is the initial, I don't know. This is getting too sprout heavy, I think, for a lot of people.
No, I've confirmed it. The Brussels sprout.
So it's not Brussels sprouts, it's Brussels sprout.
Do you know what? I'm just already looking for... My father-in-law's coming this Christmas. I'm already looking forward.
Yeah. And would you like... what are these called again?
Oh, actually, Rod, they're actually not called Brussels sprouts.
I think you're wrong there, Rod.
Yes. They're actually called the Brussels sprouts.
Because they're from Brussels. That's the name of the place. It's not called Brussels, is it? Brussels not a place.
It's good
I went to Bruges and then I went to Brussels.
Yeah.
No one goes to Brussels because it's not a place.
Yeah, I'm having that. That's a good one. These are strong. These are strong. Lisa Holiday says, why do we put tinsel on Christmas trees? In German folklore, a mother was cleaning the house for Christmas and all the spiders ran away to the attic. When the family went to bed, the spiders came down and spun webs all over the tree. When Santa arrived and saw the tree, he knew the mother would be upset, so he changed all the webs to silver and gold.
Oh.
And that's why we got them.
Wasn't there a Ukrainian fact that was something like that about spiders on Christmas trees? I'm sure we had that one year.
Oh, yeah.
Decorating trees with... On the subject of tinsel?
Oh, yeah.
You know when you think to the tinsel of your kids?
Classic,
Your childhood?
Mm.
It was thinner, wasn't it? More...
It was thin, yeah.
Now it's like quite, you know, chunky, isn't it? That's why I think it doesn't work anymore. It was thinner. There's more bristles. Do you remember the stuff that you used to sort of... It was like threads of... And you'd throw it over the tree. Do you remember those little bits?
Yeah, hanging down?
And the dog had ate a couple. And you'd see they'd come out the next day and the colour had gone. You're like, where's the colour gone? It's just a sheet of plastic. Where's that? That's not...
Or you take the dog for a walk and then when you're picking its poo up, it's got tinsel in it.
Yeah. Or a Quality Street wrapper. I know.
Exactly.
That's Christmas in the 80s.
Good time. We were talking about that here, actually, at the theatre where we're doing the panto, because there's obviously lots of younger people who are like 20, 21, and then me and Ben and Myra, who are also, and Emma, who are all in their 40s. And we were sort of saying when we were kids that there wasn't a speck of ceiling space left in your living room amount. Oh, my goodness.
Bells and things hanging, twisting.
Like foil things.
Oh, it was amazing.
And it was like a... Almost like a maths puzzle, wasn't it? It sort of went from corner to corner.
Yeah, you had to sort of... Did you go over the top of it? Did you go underneath it to support it? Yeah, it's making your sort of front room look like a working men's club. We don't do that anymore.
No, we've gone a bit too... I think we've gone a bit too classy with the Christmas decks.
I think we've gone a bit classy. You know, that's... No, I just... It's, like, as I said last week,
no, no,
it's all about success.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah, just go for it. Absolutely go for it. I've got a... Topical Absolute Radio, hit me with your best fact.
Oh, go on.
Well, our esteemed producer, Adem, 10 years at Absolute Radio.
Really? 10
week.
Years?
Isn't that right, Adem?
How do you know that?
Mate, I know these things. 10 years.
Who's told you that?
Why are you saying it like I've done something wrong?
I just don't know how you know that.
I'm not from the tax.
He's only been with HMRC. I only think he's been a public limited company for four.
I'm just saying a nice thing on the radio thank you for your service. Thanks for everything you do. And all the best shows.
And whatever company's house says, that doesn't matter because that was a side project when you were selling two cars that was, you know, together. That's fine. That's a different business. But what?
Happy anniversary.
Yeah. Happy
10 years.
It actually is today as well.
I know.
It's today as well. Oh, look,
I know it is. 10 years, there you go. So I just wanted to mention it on the show. We'd be nothing without you. You're the third wheel.
We have only got three wheels. Ideally, we'd have four, but we're a three-wheel van.
But without the third wheel, Steve, we'd be nothing, would we?
No, we wouldn't be able to.
The show wouldn't go on air. You know, you'd have nobody be answering your emails. We wouldn't know what's going on, to be honest.
You'd have less off-com complaints if I weren't here, though.
We would have at least one less off-com complaint. Yeah, but you know what? That's fine. People want to grass on us. Let them grass on us. I'm not bothered.
And it makes us feel a bit hard as well.
Yeah, because we're edgy, aren't we?
We talk to all the DJs and you can go like, how many off-com complaints you had? None. Oh, all right, mate.
All the vanilla FM over there. You know what I mean? Like what can I tell you? We're edgy. But we wanted to say thank you, Adem.
Yes.
Oh, thanks for having me back every week.
Well, we I'm not contracted to be fair,
we don't have much say in that.
We have no choice, to be honest. We just get what we're given, but we appreciate what we're given. It was Paul who messaged me, to be fair.
It's fine. I think someone had to remind Paul, so it's all good.
Did you? For a pay rise?
Pretty much.
Get a demo pay rise in the new year. We're behind that.
10 years and I'm on the same money, Paul. it's an anniversary. That's what he's taken from that. It's your anniversary. Oh, great.
Yeah, we're behind you on that as well. Yeah. So if you want to stand up to Paul, you can tell us that we're behind you when it comes to, like the British public with any strike, we're behind it until it affects us.
To a certain point.
I've heard there's no pay rise because you demanded mugs for next year. So,
obviously, is that what you... Well, that's fair though, isn't it?
You got to pick one or the other. What is it going to be, mate?
Oh, that's a difficult choice. What if we go back to Egg Cup?
Yeah. They were expensive. No, we're sticking with mugs. Yeah.
T-shirts?
I was thinking cereal bowls.
Oh, cereal bowls?
It's breakfast, isn't it? That's nice, yeah.
Yeah, that is good, actually. Or a plate might be good, wouldn't it? Because
a commemorative plate with your faces on.
Yeah, with our faces on. Like you used to be able to get in the back of the magazines. Yeah,
like Diana, like one with Diana on it, or the Queen.
Yeah. Yeah, just both of us in sort of like really smart clothes. Like the royals. Like in sort of army uniform, Royal Name or uniforms.
Well, no, I tell you what we should pick. We should pick that sheriff and the deputy.
Yeah, that should be the plate, the sheriff and the deputy. And that's what it's called. So, you know, it's up to you to decide which one's which. It's just called the sheriff and the deputy. Yeah, that's the plate.
Let's make that happen. Absolute Radio, where real music matters. Tina says, A Christmas Carol is the most adapted story in film history.
Oh, I can believe that.
Yeah, have a guess how many versions are, Steve.
412.
Well, you've ruined that game.
How many is that?
122.
But all around the world and everything, all the different languages. Or is that just the British language ones? I feel like I can name 122 British language ones.
122, that's it.
Well, I thought there'd be more.
And I got to say, I think the Muppets one is in the top three.
I watched the sort of animated one that was on Netflix last Christmas the other day.
Oh, right, yeah.
It was quite good. I didn't realise it had the musical from the Albert Finney one, the Thank You Very Much and all that. Is that one?
Okay. Yeah, good stuff. Karen Watkins says, Santa's crew is all female. Male reindeer shed their antlers at the end of mating season in early December. Females, however, keep their thinner antlers throughout the winter.
Mm. But Rudolph, he's male. Who's he?
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I wouldn't like to assume his gender. But
I thought the nose is the giveaway.
What, big red nose? Only men can have big red noses?
I'm not saying that. I just, I didn't say men. I said reindeers.
Females can have big red noses as well, Steve.
Female reindeers. I've talked about reindeers. Reindeers. All right, yes. They can.
They can.
You know, it's just a Rudolph. It just sounds like a fella's name, doesn't it?
Well, I think it's because... Well, yeah, because it is. But I guess... But then Donna...
That's what was going on. Yeah, no, I'm Donna Blitzen and the rest
Donna
of them.
Donna is very, very... Vixen. I mean, Vixen, they sound all female, yeah. Don't they, now, yeah. Now you think
Blitzen,
about it.
Blitzen, is there one called Blitzen? Oh, it's always Blitzen? A pub quiz question. It's always a pub quiz question, this, and we have to name them all, isn't it? And
it's tough, isn't it? But if you just remember that Bing Crosby song, you're fine.
Yeah. What are they?
Because he names them all, doesn't he? Oh, don't make me name them. Donna and Blitzen, Vixen.
Curly, Mo. Oh, that's the Three Stooges.
Dopey.
Yeah. Sleepy. Sneezy. Dozy Beaky Mick and Titch. That's them.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm honest. There's a one called Cupid.
Prancer, Dancer, Cupid.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, Prancer, Dancer, Cupid.
Yeah. Vixen.
Vixen.
Blitzen. Yeah. Rudolph.
Cupid.
Cupid, yeah.
Comet. Is there one called Comet?
Well, there's about eight of them.
Dancer. Anyway, we've done about 25 there.
Yeah, I mean, it's just Christmas cheers. He'll be fine. That'll pull him along.
It'll be fine. Ellis Cody says Jingle Bells was originally called One Horse Open Sleigh.
Oh. Really?
That's a terrible title for it.
So he went, I've written this song, One Horse Sleigh, and he's going, go on, sing it to me. He's gone, Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells, Jingle All the Way. Yeah. Oh, what for one of them? It's called One Horse Open Sleigh. He's gone, what? It's not called Jingle Bells.
Why have you called it that, you nutter?
Have you called it One Open Sleigh? Well, because I say it at the end of the verse. You said Jingle Bells about 20 times, mate. Yeah, and I'm going to put Jingle Bells on this. So let's call it Jingle Bells. Get out.
Michelle says, not festive, but because you're in the panto, Jack and the Beanstalk didn't originally have a beanstalk in the story.
What was it?
She doesn't say. She wants to get us to Google it.
It'll be something really dark, won't it? Like they all are when you look back in those tales.
Yeah, exactly.
Or mucky. Dark or mucky.
Oh, always, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we can probably guess what the beanstalk was.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's dark.
It belonged to the giant. Oh, imagine you're halfway climbing up before you realise.
And you just have a glance up.
You look up and you go, oh, God.
That's a funny coloured cloud, isn't it? Really thick, dark hair. Oh.
They're not pillows.
Oh, no. It's like it's going to rain.
You can't take it too far.
I was on about the dark clouds.
Oh, I don't know what you're on about.
It was.
Spoilt Christmas for a lot of people.
That's
just
Christmas
now.
Ruined.
Dave says, did you know the original Santa was from Woolpit, Suffolk?
I thought you were going to say Brampton then.
That would have been amazing. Imagine. I think you'd have known that by now.
I thought he was from. Was he not from Germany? Or something? I thought he was from Germany.
St. Nick?
Yeah.
Don't know.
Well, I suppose he's St. Nick, isn't he? Maybe. Yeah. But he's
Santa Claus. Santa Claus? Some good ones, doing well so far.
Yeah, good.
Mark Fish tells us this. One for Steve's boy, this one.
All right.
This is for your son. Tom Hanks played 6 different roles in the Polar Express.
Yes.
Did you know this?
Yeah, I did, yeah. He does all voices, doesn't he? Except for kids.
Yeah, in addition to voicing the conductor, Hanks played Hero Boy, father, hobo.
Oh, he does Hero Boy, is he? Oh, yeah, his father, Hero Boy, the hobo on the roof, yeah.
Scrooge and Santa Claus.
Yeah, of course.
Mm. Yeah. I did not know that.
I didn't know he was Hero Boy. I didn't know that one.
There you go.
I thought the kids were all kids.
And Harry Vu says, Harry Vu, what a good name. Harry Vu says, Christmas wasn't always on December the 25th.
Was it not?
A day of Jesus' birth is actually not mentioned in the Bible, according to the Washington Post. I don't know why he's quoting the Washington Post.
They know. Yeah.
What, mate, what's it got to do with them?
Yeah. Breaking news.
That's it. Jesus wasn't born on the 25th, according to the Brighton Gazette. I mean,
it doesn't mean anything, does it? Yeah. The Brighton Argos says, you know, Santa Claus. It doesn't mean anything.
Anyway, Harry says, I have actually heard this before, that Christmas is not technically on the 25th. It was initially believed to have taken place on January the 6th, but for reasons unknown, the celebration was moved to December 25th in the mid-4th century.
Well, I suppose after you've had a big New Year's Eve party and then 2 weeks later you're like, should we have Christmas? And you're like, oh, what?
Yeah.
That's
why. I'm over it now. I'll get back
to
the year. Yeah, maybe.
They moved it back and went, can't get it.
I wonder if it's got anything to do with that. Do you remember that thing the other week where they said like there's 13 days missing?
Yeah.
When they just went from one calendar to the next.
The Gregorian calendar, the Roman. Yeah, they just moved, didn't they, and just started adding months.
Mm. Maybe. Well, some good facts there, mate. Some absolute zingers. Well, I'll pick a winner after this.
Where real music matters.
We're playing Hit Me With Your Best Christmas Fact, and we've had some absolute beauties in. Let's see if we can pick a winner. I'll tell you a weird thing. I've just come through on my Instagram. Just said, Gwyneth Paltrow has invited you to her broadcast channel.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice. It's just come through. Anyone can join this broadcast channel created by Gwyneth Paltrow.
Do you follow her or just...
I do follow her, but it's also, what's weird is, it is actually come from her official,
She's pressed the button on all of them, or do you think she's just gone to everybody who follows her?
There's 458 members on this thing, but what I don't understand is, why is Gwyneth Paltrow, hi everyone, I made a broadcast channel.
Hi.
I thought it could be a fun place to share recipes. I know what your recipes are like, I don't want to share them.
Melt your candle.
And just connect a little bit more personally. But to be honest, I have no idea what I'm doing, so bear with me. What on earth are you talking about, Gwyneth Paltrow?
Maybe she thinks you're the Rebecca Vardy who's leaking stories. Maybe you're the only person who's got that.
It's dot, 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 Jason Manford.
It's dot, 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 Jason Manford. I said I was setting up a broadcast channel and it was in the papers the next day. Guess what? It's dot, 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 Jason Manford. That's what's happened.
That's what's happened. That is weird. Anyway, I shouldn't be looking at my phone while I'm doing the show. Let's try and pick a winner of the Hit Me With Your Best Facts. We had Brussels sprouts contain cyanide. It's actually Brussels
smug.
Sprout.
Yeah, smug.
Which is very good. We talked about tinsel on trees coming from spider webs and Santa changing the German tradition there. 122 versions of A Christmas Carol. Santa's crew are all female because male reindeers don't have antlers in the winter. One Horse Open Sleigh was the original title of Jingle Bells. Jack and the Beanstalk did not have a beanstalk in the original story. Santa is originally from Woolpit, Suffolk. Tom Hanks plays six different roles in the Polar Express, and Jesus' birthday was actually 6th of January, according to the South Manchester
Washington
Reporter.
Yeah.
What do you reckon, Steve? Some good ones there.
I think both the sprout ones are very good. Mm-hmm. And any other day, they could have won it. And I will be using those facts. But I think the one I'm going to use most, because we like to pick a topical one. I think the all of Santa's crew being female is very good.
That is a good one.
I think that's a good one.
Well, look, I reckon we've got two mugs left. And I think this is actually the last game of Hit Me With Your Best Facts, I think, for the year. Because next week we've got the special. And then that's done, isn't it? Am I right in saying that, Adem?
Yeah, you can give away two mugs, mate, and then we'll get those commemorative plates going.
Which sprout fact? Which sprout fact?
I like Brussels sprout, if I'm honest.
Yeah, okay. You just for the arguments it'll start.
Rod. Just for that, for my father-in-law.
Yeah.
Actually, mate...
I don't think we've got any Brussels sprouts. Have we got any Brussels sprouts? No, we've got some Brussels sprouts, but I don't have any Brussels sprouts.
You've just done like a recording of what's going to happen in my house.
I ate today's Smurson and just Ron throws a turkey across the room.
I come back in the new year when the topic is what went wrong for your Christmas.
That'll be number one. I goaded my father-in-law
to leave it early.
To leave it early.
Hector Wells has won a mug there with his Brussels sprout fact, and the other one that we were going to give it to was the all female crew. That was from Karen Watkins. So well done to you guys. Always feel free to send us your best facts. We'll be playing that again in the new year.
Sunday mornings, 8 till 11. Jason Manford on Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
Thanks for listening this morning here on Absolute Radio. I hope you have a lovely Sunday. What have you got on today, pal?
It's more Christmas films. We've done Elf. Going to do Jingle All the Way with my boy. He loves that
one.
Two More Man! Love that
one. It's a terrible one, but it's good.
It's awful, yeah.
Terrible Man. He hated Son of Irish then. That'll be good. Yeah, I want to get... I tell you what I liked. I like... is it Klaus?
I've not seen that.
Oh, it's good.
I'll watch that. I'll give that a go.
That's a good one. That's beautiful, actually. It's really beautiful. And Arthur Christmas, I think, is one of the top ones now.
Yeah, that's good. For me. I like that.
That's really good as well. Some really good ones knocking about. So, yeah, all right, we'll enjoy that, mate. I have obviously got two pantos to do. Mm-hmm. Jack and the Beanstalk, all the way through to New Year's Eve. Nearly sold out, so if you want to come, please do. There's still tickets for £13 in the Circle and Upper Circle, so for all the family, come along. And New Year's Eve, I've recorded a show for ITV, the National Lottery's Big Bash, and that's wicked as well. That goes out at 6 o'clock on New Year's Eve. But I'll speak to you before then, because we're here next week with our Christmas special.
Yes, the one for the people who are scared of people crunching too close to the microphone, misophobia, whatever it's called.
Exactly. Yeah, give that one a miss. All right, guys, have a lovely Sunday. See you next week. Bye bye.